you know, we like to do follow-ups on stories when we talk about different things. At this time yesterday, one of the things we were doing, we were just kind of having a little discussion of that that shoot-down incident that took place over Lake Huron.
Yes.
And remember how we were intrigued by the fact it took two missiles, one of which missed and was said to have harmlessly landed in Lake Huron. We've got to find out more about that. But it was a $400,000 Sidewinder, one of those missiles. And we were asking, you know, do we really need to use one of those missiles? I mean, couldn't? Well, we have an answer to that. A story yesterday from the Associated Press making the rounds. It says that U.S. fighter jets fired the heat-seeking Sidewinder missiles to take down the aerial objects, using that instead of, like some suggested, just using perhaps bullets, like some kind of high-powered gun to shoot down, which seems reasonable if it's, you know, a mm-hmm. balloon type of item. However, according to this story, and this was in the Washington Post, I guess, it says that you really can't pop a giant balloon with gunfire at 40,000 feet.
Huh.
The quote is, you can fill a balloon full of bullet holes, and it's going to stay at altitude. The air pressure that high up does not allow helium to freely escape through small holes. Even if fighter jets flying by at hundreds of miles per hour can riddle the near stationary balloon with bullets. It says Canada figured that out the hard way back in 1998. It tried to bring down a giant runaway weather balloon launched from Saskatchewan to measure ozone levels. Apparently the balloon got away, and Canadian CF-18 fighter jets caught up, took aim, fired more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition, but the balloon survived that assault and soldiered on over the North Atlantic.
Wow.
All right, well, that answers my question on yesterday.
I had no clue.
I said, why couldn't somebody just shoot it down, or just why couldn't a pilot just go over with a big pin and just...
Just
that only happens in cartoons.
Apparently it does, because it doesn't happen in real life, according to this story. I had no clue. No clue at all. And I certainly had forgotten the 1998 Canadian incident.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember that one.
Man, firing more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition at it. Woo.
Wow.
So, it's interesting, that story, because we're, again, questioning whatever was done was done.
Yep.
This is where I, you know, as much as I will have certain questions or concerns about sometimes government, I will put some trust in the military, figuring that they know best, because I have no clue, mm-hmm. you know, of why you have to use a missile of that sort.
Yeah.
It does hear that, going back to the 1998 Canadian incident, the Air Force spokesperson, they quote him telling at that time, because the question was, since the bullets didn't work, why didn't you use a missile to shoot it down? His quote was, we thought it might be overkill spending a couple of $100,000 on a missile to shoot down a balloon that's drifting away.
There's some logic to that, yes.
That was Canada 1998.
Two decades later, we're using missiles to shoot down balloons that may have drifted away.
Well, we're in the United States.
That's right.
We do that sort of thing.